This is Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall, CJAD 800.
That is James Manny. He is over at the Montreal Gazette. And Jim, let's start with a story that I guess we'll be talking a little bit about in a second or so. And that's this idea that the Quebec Community Groups Network today has decided to come out and say, okay, we have a new François Legault, apparently, right? He's going to be the premier for all Quebecers. He's going to be more conciliatory. So, hey, that being the case, let's say we can extend that to Anglos. How about a Quebec minister for Anglos? Jim, do you like this idea?
Well, no, I think the idea stinks. I thought it stank 10 years ago. Yes, that's right, 10 years ago. Do you remember who the first cabinet minister was responsible for Anglos?
Nope.
Our good friend Jean-François Lisée, 2012, minority government.
That's right.
Of and you're, yeah, you're cackling now, Natasha. let me go back in the Wayback Machine and tell you what he said, okay? He said, when he was named to the post, he said the French language has to be protected, but, quote, not to the detriment of the linguistic security of Anglophones. Goodness me, how times have changed. But all that said, guys, here's Eva Ludwig of QCGN saying there's this huge disconnect between the Quebec government and the Anglophone community. I would say so because we already have a minister responsible for the Anglophone community.
Yeah.
His name is François Legault. He has had the job from day one. And you've seen where that has taken us, okay? I've never been crazy about the idea. First of all, I don't like the idea of us being hermetically sealed as some kind of, and I'll use the expression again, like we're some kind of Fabergé egg, although we're not. We're more of a soccer ball with this government. I get uncomfortable with it. We don't get special treatments in anything else. We pay the same taxes as everybody else. We face far more obstacles thanks to this government, and to be fair, previous governments as well. But the idea that for some reason somebody's got to be, you know, wrapped up in cellophane, I guess, put in one corner of the cabinet table, he just does the English stuff? No. As a Quebecer whose first language is English, I am not very comfortable with that, and I would oppose that to my last breath, except on one condition, guys, because between the time I sent you my sketch and the time we're talking now, it occurred to me who would be the absolutely perfect minister for relations with English language Quebecers. And remember, with our system, you don't have to be a sitting MNA to sit in cabinet. Can you imagine who that person might be?
I was going to guess Ballarama Homeless, but you mean a member of the CAC now?
No, you don't
just
have
anybody.
To be a member of the government.
Okay.
I think the perfect ministry responsible for Anglophones in Quebec would be Sugar Sammy.
All right.
Oh, there's
I
the
would pay
again.
Folding money
I'm sure
to
you
listen
would.
To that guy in cabinet meeting.
I'm sure you would.
I mean, he couldn't be any worse at the job.
That's true.
Really.
Now, you mentioned François Legault is the guy who has the job, but a lot of people obviously say, wait a sec, what about Christopher Skeet? That's who François
assistant.
Legault shoved it off to.
He's the assistant guy. Everyone needs an assistant.
Of course.
So, you know, it might be a big deal. They got lots of plans for us, guys.
Yeah, sure.
So that's why the premier needs an assistant.
I see. Well, why not promote the assistant to the full-time job? Jimmy's been the assistant for 4 years.
He wasn't good at the job. He's not good.
Well,
at neither of them are good at the job.
The way things are going right now, guys, I'd be happy to have a part-time Anglo rights or Anglo relations minister with this government, let me tell you. No, it's a ridiculous idea. And, you know, the way we're going to, I think, establish ourselves is what's been doing right now. I mean, with due respect to the QCGN, and they've been part of legal challenges, these ridiculous laws, these petty, vindictive, politically motivated laws, whether it's Bill 21 to sort of target Muslims or Bill 96 targeting Anglos, or Bill 40 targeting Anglo institutions. The network is involved in challenges to all of that, and I think the only way that you're going to bring these guys to book is basically in the courts. And, you know, will they appeal it? Whatever. They don't like, you know, they want to pretend it's going to be a new age now. Nonsense. I give it 2 weeks, and we'll find some, you know, new outrage to talk about on the show, some new way that French will be protected, clearly to the detriment of the English language, the English culture here in Quebec. So, like, I have no thoughts for that. And I guess, to a certain extent, I'm not in their head, but I would speculate that QCGN is basically doing its due diligence, saying, okay, we asked, we didn't get one. But honestly, I think a lot of Anglophones, and we kind of touched upon this last week, guys. I mean, Aaron, you and I were discussing our rather thicker skins, having dealt with this for a lot longer than you know, some younger members of the community. But yeah, I think that's the way to do it. The way is to deal with the emperor is to make sure that in as most public a venue as possible, we can point out that he's not wearing any clothes, legislatively speaking, and that this is all nonsense. This is all mise en scène to convince people, many of whom probably have never met an Anglophone in their life, that they'll be protected from the pollution of our language and our culture. It's rubbish, but let's hope that in the next 4 years, this government gets a reality check, maybe not from the electorate, but certainly from the courts.
Okay, this may sound a bit naive to ask you, but on this idea that, okay, now that Francois Legault, let's forget what he said the past couple of days about, in fact, listening to everyone, getting along with everyone, being more conciliatory, et cetera. I'm trying to imagine, because his, I think I mentioned this to you the other day, that line about, well, now without the pandemic to worry about, we can get to business. And I'm thinking, what more could be done to offend or hurt or bother the Anglo community that's already been done?
Oh, listen, don't give them any ideas. They may have a think tank working on that right now. But I think the next step, and we're seeing the clouds gather, okay, is in the finest tradition of any recycled pekist like Francois Legault, he's going to start picking fights with Ottawa again. It's going to be about immigration. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, and Natasha, you and I discussed this yesterday, to see suddenly Justin Trudeau and his Quebec lieutenant, Pablo Rodriguez, turning around and pushing back, saying, you know what? You've got all the powers you need. And if Monsieur Legault, Monsieur le Premier ministre, wants to run around brandishing the threat of a referendum, well, as I mentioned yesterday again, you know what? You got 41% of the vote. That's not enough to win a referendum. And do you really want to go there, Francois? Do you really want to take Quebecers who elected you because they didn't want to have the same old garbage we put up with for the past 50 years going into a referendum on immigration? I don't think he's going to roll those dice.
By the way, with respect to this whole, you already have the powers you need on immigration from the federal government. Did you see Sonia Labelle's quote on that today?
Yeah, I know.
If you take no for an answer, you don't go forward. So we don't take no for an answer.
Well, there, with all due respect to Ms. Labelle, I think even she knows she's got a role to play. And, intergovernmental affairs minister, we'll see. In this government, when you're intergovernmental affairs, it's almost like you're the foreign minister for the Quebec nation.
Yeah.
But I think as well that she knows that there's the rumbling of cannon wheels being lined into place. I think Ottawa is saying, you want a fight? We'll give you a fight. It's not a fight you're going to win. Oh, by the way, one last thing, very quickly.
Yeah.
The other element in all of this, remember, Francois Legault, his other big stalking horse, is getting more money from Ottawa for health care.
Yeah.
This from a premier who just ran on promising a tax cut to his residents. Let's see how that's going to fly now.
Okay. James Maddie, the Montreal. Oh, Jim, I never got
shaking,
to ask
I'm
you, by the way.
I'm shaking my head here.
I didn't get to ask you about this Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, which is going to be my question now, saying he's not going to swear allegiance to the king. Is this a big...
Well,
what do you think?
Well, for a guy who doesn't have any official status in the National Assembly, nor is he likely to get any time soon, because Madame Anglade will oppose it, I the two words that pop into my head is, who cares?
Okay. Well, we'll see when I ask the question. Tom. James, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I
a little ahead of myself.